marvelous. She should care for
This is Rebecca Weinstein for WHRO FM. Renowned Broadway conductor Rob Fisher, who's a longtime collaborator with Virginia Arts Festival, was recently appointed their Good Family Artistic Advisor for Broadway and American Songbook. For the Arts Festival's 25th anniversary season, he's conducting the Virginia Symphony Orchestra for The Sound of Music and serving as music director and conductor for a concert featuring Renee Fleming and Kristen Chenoweth. I spoke with Rob recently about these upcoming performances and the relevance of these classic Broadway favorites that we all know and love by composers like Rodgers and Hammerstein, Jerry Herman, and more. We started, though, by talking about some of his favorites.
It's usually whoever I'm working on at the moment. I suppose the biggest through line would be the Gershwins.
Yeah.
Because I came to that as a pianist and got so deeply connected to that music and then to the songs and then to the shows. But I'm working on an all Jerry Herman show this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm feeling like he's underappreciated. His songs have little motors built into them that generate so much joy. And I was, as a kid, I was forced to play Hello, Dolly and Mame way more than I enjoyed playing them for relatives and family.
Yeah.
But now when I'm looking at them in this context, they are such good tunes.
Mm-hmm. And full of joy.
Yes.
You know.
A friend of mine who's at the end of his life, somebody was complaining about the Music Man and what's the relevance of Music Man these days. And he said, the relevance is joy. And I love that. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. And on that note, what do you think continuously draws people to The Sound of Music still after all these years?
I've given it a lot of thought, but it is like a magical thing.
Yeah.
Because people, it's like magnetic attraction. I think it's the love story. I think it's all the different threads. Then the kids. They've been rehearsing with the kids these last couple of days. I've seen the scene where Maria meets them and Luisa pretends she's Brigitte and they're like playing tricks and stuff. It's such good writing. Oh my goodness. It's just fantastic. And then the score. People love to hear the song, The Sound of Music. They love to hear My Favorite Things. They love to hear Climb Every Mountain. Then they just love to hear the kids sing Do-Re-Mi. Do-Re-Mi seems like a simple song. It is so well built. It is just like solid as a rock. Mm-hmm. And these kids are fantastic. All local kids. So proud of them. So proud of my hometown for having such talented
kids. Yeah, what an experience, too. I'm kind of jealous of those kids. I want to be one of those on-track kids.
Ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call.
I think for the festival, and especially this year, every generation loves it, and families can come as a multi-generational thing and make a thing of it. And we're going to have performances in the month of Mother's Day. And little boys like it, too, because of the little boys in it and the Rolf and all the stuff about war. I don't have good words for that now, but it is resonating with what's going on in the world right now to have those issues raised in this musical.
Some of snow may you.
The Sound of Music plays May 13th through 15th at the Harrison Opera House. In addition to conducting the VSO in The Sound of Music, Rob Fisher's also collaborating with vocalist Renee Fleming and Kristen Chenoweth in a joint concert this season. And I want to hear a little bit about Renee and Kristen singing together. I don't know if my heart can handle that much that much amazing singing on one stage.
They've been talking about it for a while. They've never done it before.
Yeah.
So we're creating it for the festival.
Yeah.
I did Kristen's, recorded her first album with her, and then recently recorded Renee's Broadway album.
Yeah.
So I am the connection between the two, and they've both been at the festival and are favorites of the festival. We found a date they could both do this spring, and so it's like the perfect gift to everybody to do that. I expected that they would want to each do a set of their own songs, and then we do a few duets.
Right.
They want to be on stage together all the time. So it's a lot to pull together, but their enthusiasm is off the charts about this.
Yeah.
So it's, we've had some Zooms. We need another Zoom to nail down the final bits, but they're each going to sing in a non-English language. Renee will sing something from opera.
Okay.
It's all over the map from mm-hmm. both of them.
Yeah.
And they're divine together.
Yeah. I mean, that's one huge thing that they have in common is that they can both sing anything.
It's
in
true.
The world. And I don't, you know, not everyone is like that.
No, there are very few that can do it as successfully yeah. as they.
Yeah.
Renee always shocks me with her pop singing.
Yeah.
And then Kristen shocks everybody every time she
with
does
everything.
Her with her legit coloratura that she
yeah.
trained her whole life to sing legit
yeah.
coloratura, and it's the real deal.
Yeah, and I loved watching her with the orchestra last time. Yeah.
That was a super memorable performance
yes.
because she took charge. The audience was in her hand. The mm-hmm. orchestra was. That was, and then it was like a rocket by the time
we. It was amazing.
It was riding a rocket.
Yeah.
And I expect this is going to be a similar rocket, maybe two engine rocket.
Come get together, let the dance floor feel your lever. Step is lightly.
You can see Rob Fisher conduct the Virginia Symphony Orchestra in performance with Kristen Chenoweth and Renee Fleming on Saturday, May 21st at 8. Rob's also conducting the VSO in a fully staged production of Rodgers and Hammerstein's The Sound of Music, May 13th through 15th, a co-presentation with Virginia Opera at the Harrison Opera House. Learn more about these performances and upcoming happenings at the Virginia Arts Festival at vafest.org. For WHRO-FM, I'm Rebecca Weinstein.